We are here. Hey, we are starting out this conference, the ACUC, 2018 ACUC in 2018 in Boston, that is. We're starting out right. We have Gigi Hyland from the Foundation. Gigi, how are you?
Mike, I'm great. How are you? It's nice to see you as always.
Nice to see you as well always. And we have a special guest here. We have Charlene Bauer from Metro Credit Union. Charlene, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and welcome to Boston.
It is. I love Boston, but it's a little rainy out right now. A little hot and humid, sticky out there, but love this town. It's so much history here. So anyway, if we could go off on that whole thing. If you're a Revolutionary War buff, this is the place to be. So anyway, there's some great food here too. All right. Hey, we're talking about financial health here. And Gigi, you and I have talked about financial health a number of times, and this is kind of a big deal on your plate as well. And Charlene, you're kind of getting in the mix as well. So we're really happy to hear that. So let's start out with a financial health update. What's going on? What's the latest here?
Absolutely. So the foundation really continues to be the thought leader around financial health in the credit union system. And what we do is we try to be a catalyst for credit unions to bring together resources, research, and information on best practices of how can credit unions really implement financial health as part of their business strategy. Why does it make sense? How do you start with employees? What does that look like in terms of return on investment for the credit union? And why does it make sense from a member standpoint? And so as we continue to work on that, our website is being populated with more and more resources that credit unions can use around financial health and trying to answer those questions and also give them tips and tricks of how to actually take financial health and put it as part of their key strategy. Mm-hmm. I think you and I talked that we've started a new hashtag. So it's hashtag CUFinHealth, and hopefully you'll see on all our social media and things that we're really pushing that to encourage credit unions to really talk about what they're doing in financial health.
Indeed. And speaking of, what are you guys... Exactly. Is a perfect, great segue, Gigi.
I'm an attorney. Exhibiting.
Please take the stand. All right, Charlene, what's going on? What are you guys doing with financial health these days?
So we have many, many initiatives in the works right now. Our goal is to help our members create financial resilience and financial wellness. So one of my favorite initiatives that we're doing is the Connect. It's a financial opportunity center. Mm-hmm. And Connect is a collaboration of five different organizations. And our theory is that if you have housing stabilization, if you have asset development and work skills, those together will create financial wellness. So the Connect model is a member will come in to Connect for a certain situation, and that is obviously the first thing we help them with. Mm-hmm. But then through an intake process and learning more about what their goals are and their dreams, we start weaving them through the five different partners. So we have a community college as a partner, we have housing organizations, we have financial capability, we have financial education, we have products and services. So it's really looking at each client individually and assisting them. Social capital is also a huge component of this, because a lot of the population we work with, it's low income, but it's also emerging populations. Mm-hmm. So English is a second language. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there's a lot of isolation. Mm-hmm. So we try to create success circles and opportunities to create community leaders and, again, create that social capital so people will feel more comfortable in talking about their challenges and becoming more engaged.
And this is a total value add for your credit union, I would say. And kind of a loyalty builder, a trust builder, all that good stuff. Absolutely. Gigi, do you want to add anything to this?
So a couple of things. Number one, I'm very proud of Charlene because she just went through our development education program in CUD. So you see that lovely little badge she's wearing on the left hand, LaPaul. So she's a brand new credit union development educator. And you can tell she's a little excited about this topic. So, you know, I think Charlene's example of Connect and what Metro is doing is one great example of how, as credit unions think about financial health, it's not just financial education anymore. It's not just the resources of here's how you do a budget. It's how do you meet any member where he or she is in life in the context of his or her life. So what are they dealing with? Language barriers, housing issues, food insecurity issues, and how can the credit union bring its expertise to the table in conjunction with other leaders in the community, whether it be housing or other nonprofits, to make a space that people feel comfortable in and they can really be their best selves as fast as they can possibly be and as committed as they can possibly be to doing that. So this is a great example of that, where a credit union can lend its expertise, not do everything, because you don't do housing at Metro Credit Union, and yet the financial part of it is a key component of it.
And that's an important distinguish. Mm-hmm. We are looking at the holistic approach, the whole person, which is very important. But we realize that Metro isn't the expert when it comes to work skill development in other industries or when it comes to housing. Mm-hmm. So it was really important for us to find partners that had that expertise. And a key component of Connect is the collaboration between the managing partners, the shared database. Mm-hmm. So one of the components of Connect is individuals don't have to go to different nonprofits. Right. It's in one co-located building, mm-hmm. and they feel part of the family. So it isn't as if they get help with their food insecurity, and then they have to figure out, oh, who's the next person I need to go to receive career development skills. It happens in one co-located mm-hmm, center, mm-hmm. and that's one of the important factors behind Connect, but the collaboration is key. Okay. And it makes it an interesting formula, because there, you know, with collaboration, we share the database and we talk about the different challenges and opportunities, outcomes. We're constantly measuring outcomes and seeing what we can do differently and better to provide more services mm-hmm. to our 4,000 clients that we see annually.
This is another area where collaboration is coming into play. Yeah, you know, we've been hearing it time and time again for the last who knows how many years, especially in the technology sector. But now we're approaching it in the financial health sector. So this is really cool how we can really, again, leverage our strengths to help folks out who Absolutely. Need this type of stuff. Really cool stuff. Really, the importance of it right now, though, as opposed to maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago, what the importance right now? What's the importance of Connect right now, Gigi?
So I think the importance right now is credit unions have done, you know, a lot around financial education. We know that credit unions really own financial education. We know that the conversation really is broader, knowing that we have about half the population that is struggling financially. And I think for credit unions, what that means is, you know, these are your employees. So start with your employees. And if you can get them to a financially healthy space so that they feel really comfortable talking to Gigi Hyland when she comes in worried about the debt load that she has, then how do you take that out to the community and meet your members where they are? With those same lessons learned, because your employers are going to look a lot like your members in terms of the financial struggles. Mm-hmm. And so it's taking the concept of financial education, Mike, and making it broader and making it more holistic, mm-hmm. because we don't just come in, you know, I need the budget and then I'm done. It's how do you connect things like physical health and financial health, which you and I have talked about a lot, to help credit unions understand where they fit in that, and that they can play an enormous role in helping people to really achieve not only better financial health, but also ultimately physical health, which, you know that ripple effect. It helps the communities be stronger. It helps the next generation be stronger. It's a great advocacy story for credit unions to say, here's why we're different, because we care enough to partner with partners in our community to make this happen for our members. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not many others do that. And and here we are. So,
and I'm going to bring it down to a micro level. This is the macro level, the micro level. Why is it important at Metro? Why did you guys adopt this? Why did you guys start this?
So for Metro, it's all about the member, and we are a low-income designated credit union. So we do have a lot of members that are seeking financial resilience. And we realized that, as Gigi explained, it wasn't just about providing financial education. We had to put the financial education into action. Mm-hmm. So we also have an emerging population strategy where we're identifying what are the gaps in order to helping our members become more financially stable. So mm-hmm. new products and services, new ways of approving individuals. So we're looking at many, many different factors, but it's important to us because we have our members in front of us, and we realized we weren't able to help as many of them as we wished we could. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about things a little bit differently and looking at members a little differently. differently. We want to be the solution for members.
Exactly.
And because of that, you know, we're working with Connect and several other programs, but it's primarily, we just want our members to succeed. Mm-hmm. Our whole goal is for members to prosper and succeed.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely.
That's a pretty great goal. Absolutely.
Nothing wrong.
Right.
So is this, guys, is this a template for other credit unions to adopt? Is this something that can spread nationwide, do you think? Or what's what do you see going from here?
You know, I do think it can spread nationwide. I don't think it would look exactly the same in different communities, because I think each community has its own challenges. But it, as I said, a partnership takes work. I would encourage it because, again, if you have experts in the community, if everyone comes together towards the same cause, the same mission, the results are much stronger. Mm-hmm. Plus the funding and the grants and that sort of thing are more accessible.
Oh, yeah.
So I do think it's a model that can be replicated, and that is part of Connect, what we call Connect 1.3, is how do we replicate this in other communities? But again, it isn't the exact model as Chelsea is, because each community has its own nuances that have to be addressed and challenges.
But I could totally see this catching on.
I'd agree. I think you can find credit unions across the country that are doing similar things or partnering in one particular space, maybe around food insecurity, and doing it really successfully. But I think it really is unique to the membership and how the credit union strategically views, what are my members need and how do I try to reach that? If I'm not reaching it now, how do I find a way to try to meet that need? Right. So I think there are other examples definitely across the nation, and I think it is scalable. It's thinking differently about who you are as a credit union in a way, and that you're leveraging the credit union model to do good in your community and not necessarily focus so much that you are a financial institution, if that makes sense. And I say that you're always going to be a regulated financial institution.
Right.
You're always going to have rules and regulations and all of that. But how do you leverage the very unique model that credit unions have to do more for members, which is what they're chartered to do?
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it just makes sense.
It totally makes sense. And I'm thinking, as you guys are talking, well stated.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm also thinking, it's like, this is taking financial services to a whole nother level, another level completely. And this is where credit unions, again, can shine in this area, because we're so collaborative and so helpful, and we're looking to help, I guess, for lack of a better term, the little guy. You know, we're looking to help those people who really need that lift up, who want to be lifted up to take it to the next level. So, gosh, this is so cool.
It's kind of the transformation from financial services business to financial health business. It's really that transformation. And again, it makes sense from the business perspective, and it certainly makes sense from the consumer perspective.
Yeah, they both complement each other, or they both run right in tandem. Where can we find out more information on this? Or can we call you? Can we call you or email you? Whatever.
Sure. Well, what's really cool about ACUC is tomorrow they have experiential programs. So people can join us. Charlene will already be at Connect. They can join me on the bus to go to Connect and actually see this with their own eyes and hear from a former client of Connect to really see what the difference was that was made in that young lady's life. So they can actually, if you're at ACUC, you can actually come on our bus and go visit Connect. Right. But certainly there's more information on the website, and you want to tell them the Connect website?
ConnectNow.org.
Okay.
Yes.
Easy enough.
Now.org.
Easy enough.
And the foundation
is going
to continue to have information on financial health, so they can always reach out to me if they have any questions too, and I'm happy to make the connection. Yep.
Word has it that there's more information coming down the turnpike, so very cool stuff. Gigi, Charlene, I apologize.
No,
I took a red eye, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. The mind is not sharp.
Happy you are.
As sharp as a fudge sickle. So anyway, Charlene, thank you so much.
You.
Gigi, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always great to see you.
Indeed. So thank you very much.
Mike.
Well done, guys.
Thanks,
well done.
Thank
Keep up the good work.